And now from Treasure Island Oldies, here's the rock and roll news for the week of May 22. Academy Award-winning composer Vangelis has died at age 79. Born in Greece, Vangelis composed the theme from the movie Chariots of Fire, about athletes running and training prior to the 1924 Olympics. In other news this week, in 1955, Bridgeport police in Connecticut canceled a dance that featured Fats Domino for fears of a riot. Florence Ballard made her last appearance as a Supreme this week in 1967 on The Tonight Show. Paul Revere and the Raiders signed with Columbia Records this week in 1963. Keith Moon performed for the last time with The Who at the Shepperton Film Studio in England for the movie The Kids Are All Right in 1978. And that movie then premiered a year later in New York City this week in 1979. Elvis Presley's movie, Follow That Dream, opened nationally this week in 1962. Jerry Lee Lewis began a British tour this week in 1958, and he announced to the press that his marriage to his cousin Myra, and he was then booed off the stage 2 days after announcing his marriage to his cousin Myra, and the British tour ended abruptly the next night. Carole King gave a free concert for 100,000 fans in New York's Central Park in 1973. The Guess Who made their American TV debut on American Bandstand this week in 1969. In 1953, Elvis Presley hitchhiked to Meridian, Mississippi to perform in the very first Jimmy Rogers Memorial Talent Show, where he came in second. Carl Perkins finally was able to perform on the Perry Como TV show 2 months after he was hospitalized from a car crash while he was on the way to perform on the show in 1956. In 1962, Moon River was named Record and Song of the Year at the Grammy Awards. Frank Sinatra made his TV debut on Bob Hope's TV show Star Spangled Review in 1950. Buddy Holly's draft notice arrived, but he was refused induction because of his 2800 eyesight, and he also had a stomach ulcer, and it happened in 1958. In 1967, the Association made their TV debut on the Smothers Brothers comedy album. Paul Simon was given the very first Gershwin Award by the U.S. Library of Congress, honoring his contributions to popular song as an art form. In the studio, The Guess Who recorded their Live at the Paramount album in Seattle, Washington in 72. Joe Bennett and the Sparkle Tones recorded Black Sacks and Black Slacks in 1957. Ral Donner cut You Don't Know What You've Got in 61. Don McLean recorded the classic American Pie this week in 1971. And Elvis was in the studio recording You're the Devil in Disguise this week in 1963. Birthdays: Elton John's lyricist Bernie Taupin is 72. Kenny Ball, born in 1931. General Norman Johnson, lead singer of the Showmen and the chairman of the board, born in 1943. Rosemary Clooney in 1928. Bob Dylan is turning 81 this week. Patti LaBelle, 78. Priscilla Beaulieu Presley, the former wife of Elvis, 77 this week. Tommy Chong from Cheech and Chong and Bobby Taylor and the Vancouvers is 84. Jesse Coulter, 79. Lyricist Hal David, who wrote most of Dionne Warwick's hits with his partner Burt Bacharach, born this week, 1921. Mitch Margo from the Tolkiens, born in 47. Tom T. Hall in 36. Kitty Callan in 1921. Norman Petty, the producer of Buddy Holly, Buddy Knox, and the Fireballs, among others, having a birthday as well. Stevie Nicks, 74. Peggy Lee, born in 1920. Ramsey Lewis is 87. Cilla Blackin, born in 43. Gladys Knight turned 78 this week. John Fogerty from Creedence Clearwater Revival is 77. Billy Vera, a great songwriter, is 78. Misty Morgan, with her husband Jack Blanchard, had a big hit, Tennessee Birdwalk, born this week, 1936. Buddy Holly's niece, Cindy Lou, born this week in 1957. She was originally the title of the song Peggy Sue, after it was renamed by the drummers, the Crickets drummer, rather, Jerry Allison. And from Treasure Island Oldies, that's your rock and roll news for the week of May 22nd. I'm Michael Godin.
Treasure Island Oldies.